You're not old enough.
Okay, I'd like to bring the meeting to order. City Council meeting of April the 25th at 6:05 p.m. If we could call for a moment of silence, please. We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
And Paul Greeno.
Here.
Bonnie Onion and Mary Lou Stewart have both requested to be excused tonight.
I'll entertain a motion for Bonnie Onion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried 5-0. Entertain a motion for Mary Lou Stewart.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried 5-0. Is there anyone that has signed up for this evening?
I thought Gary was going to be asleep.
Thank you. Okay. John Benz has already left, so I assume that he put that down, so he was going to speak at the study session. Okay, any written communication?
We received a letter dated March 28th from Joel Douglas regarding city ordinance amendment request. A letter dated April 13th from Joel Douglas regarding retirement age being codified and defined to be 55 years. A card dated April 15th thanking the leaders of the community. An email dated April 21st from the Blaine Harbor Art Gallery regarding Springfest 2016 art show, sale, and studio tours. An email dated April 22nd from Sculpture Northwest regarding International Sculpture Day. And it was a letter from the Blaine School District that was provided to Cindy Brandenburg. She brought it in requesting that it be distributed to the council. And this is regarding State Route 543. Oh, and I guess it would help if I gave it to you.
Can we ask Michael about the age thing on Douglas's request? I have a question about it.
Okay, Dennis has a question. He wishes to address to Mr. Jones.
Michael, is there any problem? The state is 62 years, is considered to be the retirement age.
I don't know about the state. Our code has a provision in it that is allows for special consideration for some development conditions, things like parking requirements, and that threshold is set for 62 years of age in our code. And what Mr. Douglas's letter refers to is he would prefer to build a project and take advantage of some of those benefits at a 55-year age level. And that's what that letter is in regards to.
But we don't have any problem with having to follow the RCW's.
I actually haven't researched it from the RCW perspective. He asked us about what our code said, and I responded to that question. And
okay.
That's what his letter is in regards to. I also explained to Mr. Douglas that the code can be changed by him applying for an amendment and having that processed. Or it could be initiated by council based upon passing a resolution or, you know, other methods like planning commission and staff. But at this point, I've indicated to him that I'm not initiating that code amendment. However, he's, you know, certainly welcome to do that.
Are there any other situations where this might have an effect?
Not a lot. honestly. It just depends upon how it's applied and what, you know, what provisions
that's
are associated with it.
Where could it be applied?
Where it applies now and what he's relating it to is a parking standard. Mm-hmm. That's all. I mean, it theoretically could apply to a number of different things. There could be a variety of waivers for affordable housing and potentially affordable housing over a certain age threshold. But he's looking at it for a parking standard. Interestingly enough, though, the project that he's proposed to us doesn't need the parking waiver. It
right.
had enough parking spaces, so I'm not really sure where he's going with it. We don't have a project in front of us, so it's a little hard to know.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Okay, now, we skipped over audience participation. Gary was not here. Do we want to do that now, Sherry?
Yes, please.
Okay. City has a proclamation, and it says, whereas the Seafarers Memorial at Blaine Harbor was established in 1984 to promote community awareness and memory of fishers and other sailors who departed Whatcom County safe harbors and were lost at sea. And whereas the community of Blaine, Washington, continues in its concern of the safety and welfare of the seagoing ships and their crews, and whereas the fisher's life is burdened with hazards and difficulties unknown to most of us, and whereas strength and courage are basic requirements for anyone who chooses to work on the high seas, battling the elements in order to harvest nature's bounty, and whereas the men and women who work on boats, living between God and sea and never certain which will claim them first, are deserving of our respect and our gratitude, and whereas when fishers do lose their lives, their deaths impact the tightly knit fabric of this and all communities, and whereas the citizens who constitute a Blaine Community Chamber of Commerce Committee dedicated to preservation, enhancement, and promotion of the Seafarers Memorial have planned a service for the blessing of the fleet at the Blaine Harbor. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the community of Blaine and I, Harry Robinson, Mayor of the City of Blaine, Washington, extend our heartfelt thoughts and prayers to the families and friends of the men and women claimed by the sea and wish the entire commercial fishing fleet a safe and prosperous season and pray that all fishing men and women will return safely home to their loved ones, and I do hereby proclaim May the 1st, 2016, as Blessing of the Fleet Day.
First off, I'd like to apologize for being late. That's not too good a deal. I was at another meeting, and it had to do with the Waterfront Coalition down in the harbor and stuff like that, and the commissioners from Bellingham were there, so that's where I was. And the Blessing of the Fleet Committee, which I happen to chair, is an arm of the Chamber of Commerce, of course, and It's really been an honor for all these years to serve on that committee. We lost one of our the cornerstone of our committee. That was Jan Hootford. She passed away in December. And she quite often came here to get this long before I did, and she just was, well, she's a Westman for one thing, and her father and her brother and uncles and her kids, they all fished. And Jan was just, she's really missed by all of us, especially me. just always having her on the committee. Whenever I did anything that was even close to being wrong, she let me know, you know, and that was good stuff. So that's a pretty sad part of this. And on Sunday, when we do our recognition of not only those that have been lost at sea, but those that have been lost since the last blessing of the fleet, and which is quite a large number this year. We've lost a lot of people since then. She will be recognized, and there will be a flower put in the wreath, believe me, for her. So, if you haven't been to that event before, I invite you to come. It's really a pretty moving event. The other thing that's going on, too, and I'm sure you've probably read about it, it was actually in the Herald today, about the investor, and there is a lady in Alaska. Her name is Brittany Rutherford, who actually is going to write a book, I think is what she's going to do. But she's put together a program, an event, I guess you could call it, of pictures. There's some video. What it's about really is remembering those people on the investor. And if you're not familiar with that, it was a real horrible event that happened in 1982. The whole crew, skipper, his wife, his kids, and his crew members were all murdered on that boat. And then it was set on fire and all the rest. And she got a hold of me to want to know if I would be interested in doing that in conjunction with the blessing of the fleet. And I said, well, it's really not what we do as far as the blessing goes, but the Colehurst family, their daughter, Lori, sits on our committee. And so I talked to her about that and wanted to know where she was at and how she felt, because a lot of fishermen, including myself, I'm going to have a tough time going to that. A lot of us don't want to relive that whole situation again. However, she said to me that since this has been going on, it's been shown now in three or four different places in Oregon and in Alaska. It's created a situation where all the families of those people that were lost have come together, and she felt really comforted from that and got something out of it. And I just said to her point blank, said, look, if this is good for you, we'll do it. I mean, I'll do what I can to make this thing work. So if it works for your families, I'm totally in favor. And I know there are some family members that don't think that way, but the majority apparently do. And I know she does, and so it's going to be happening here in Blaine. It's going to be at the high school in the cafeteria at 3:30 in the afternoon on the 1st of May. I'll be there. Not real fond about the idea, but I will be there because I'll be there for her and for her family. So, just so you know, you probably heard bits and pieces of it, and if you read the paper this morning, there's a huge article on the front page of the Herald. And actually, it was well written. I was quite surprised. Usually, especially when you get interviewed, which I did. Doesn't always, you guys all know, it doesn't always come out the way you said it. And however, this one is pretty good. I thought they did a good job. Conversely, the one that came out from the local paper here this last week, I had an article in there, and it was about Jan and all around, about everything that happened to her, and it didn't come out right. So, and I'll just leave it right there because I don't know. Somebody from the papers here, yeah. Or not, but if they are, no. It just didn't, anyway, but that's how it goes sometimes. So, again, thank you for what you guys do for us, and this proclamation means a lot to our organization, and we look forward to having the mayor here again to read this, and so I will take care of that so that it gets there, so you don't lose it on the way in the meantime.
Okay.
I bet you could get another one. Oh, okay, I'll do it. But again, thank you very much.
Gary, we want to say and how much we appreciate what you do. And anyone who has not been to that event should go to that event. As you say, it's quite a remembrance of people from this town, and it's very important we continue that, doing that. And I appreciate all you do and the members of your committee. Thank you. Okay, consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $133,984.28. Approval of the special council minutes for April the 11th, 2016. Approval of the council minutes for April the 11th, 2016. Resolution 1684-16, surplus equipment. And Resolution 1685-16, surplus equipment transfer to Skagit Valley College. Motion has been made.
Second.
And seconded. And are there questions or comments?
I guess the surplus property thing, we, in the past, we talked about putting more weapons back on the street by selling them. Yeah, in the past.
So I don't have an answer for that question. Yeah. I'd be happy to get back to you on it. Yeah. Well, I can tell you that part of this equipment is to transfer to Skagit Community College. They use it for training for their police officer reserve training. I didn't pass the much about the number four, but I will follow up with that.
Dennis has a question.
Is there any, I guess it's background check on potential buyers then? How is this?
I mean, so we'll come back. If you want to waive it or if you want to hold off, we can do that till the next meeting.
I may be able to answer that. Okay. This is regarding the weapons, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So they actually will go to a company that will, they're going to trade it in and be able to purchase new weapons with it. So
right.
It's not going out on the street or anything like that.
Thank you.
That's
good. Any other questions or comments? Okay, let's call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is carried 5-0. Next item on the agenda is an executive session. Do we want to do that now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, at approximately 6:15, which is where it's at 6:21, to discuss sale or lease of a real estate pursuant to RCW 42 period 30 period 110. One in brackets, C in brackets. And how long do we anticipate being out?
We'll be back by 6:30.
Back by 6:30. Are we planning taking any action?
No action.
No action taken. Everyone in the audience is welcome to wait. We'll be breaking for executive session, anticipating being back at roughly 6:30.